grandmother hadn't exactly saved Darcy's life, but she had given her the best gift in the world. She'd made Darcy believe she was worthy of love, care, and respect. Darcy's parents didn't do so well at that. Darcy's father, Eugene, had been a well-educated, slightly reserved, normal guy, the son of New York banker Eustace Cotterill and his wife, Penelope. After graduating from Yale and starting work in the city, Eugene met Lala Benton and went right off the rails. The party-loving Lala was a glamorous, wild-haired bohemian, sexy and noisy and greedy and racy. Eugene was a man idly sailing on the calm waters of a sheltered harbor. Lala was a hurricane who swept him up into her tumultuous world. They met at a party and had sex that very night in one of the bedrooms. Eugene had never had sex at a party before, and he felt like quite a playboy. After that, they spent all their time together, dancing or drinking or driving too fast. Lala made Eugene feel alive for the first time in his life, and he made Lala feel safe and anchored, which was what she thought she wanted. They got married 6 weeks after they met, by a justice of the peace with two college friends for witnesses. Lala's parents were glad she was someone else's responsibility now, but Eugene's family, including Penny, refused to take this whirlwind marriage seriously. They didn't want to meet Lala. They didn't invite her to visit. So it was easy for Lala to convince Eugene to leave the stuffy East Coast to live near Lala's family in the wilds of Chicago. Eugene worked for a bank there, and Lala shopped a lot, and they were both dumbfounded when Lala realized she was pregnant. Darcy was born to much celebration and joy. Darcy had an album full of photos proving that. For 2 turbulent years, they all lived together, playing at being a happy family. But Lala had an affair, and then another, and Eugene divorced her. Darcy was 2, right at that toddling, shrieking, tyrannical, untidy age when she seemed at times possessed by demons. Eugene was tired of drama by then. He paid child support for his daughter, but he went back to the East Coast and didn't think much about her. He sent a monthly check, but never remembered his daughter's birthday, never even came to see her. In the early years of her life, Darcy and Lala lived with Lala's mother and her family in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. Darcy's maternal grandparents and aunts were glad to take care of her when Lala had a date, which was often, but they were a noisy, easily bored, boisterous bunch. They fought dramatically, throwing pots, weeping hysterically, yelling and stomping, and then sitting down together to watch the Drew Carey show. It was like living in a tornado, only occasionally being able to rest in the eye of the storm. As a child, Darcy slept in 3 different homes, and she seldom knew which one until she was dropped off at the front door. Her main home was with Lala and Lala's mother, Gwen, and overweight, grumbling father, Horace, who would not allow a cat in the house because of his allergies. 2nd, Darcy stayed with Lala's brother's ex-wife, Tracy, who also liked a good time and often went out to the movies or dancing or drinking with Lala, while Darcy slept on a cot in the attic. 3rd, Darcy stayed with Lala's sister Topaz, who was young and single and the most fun of the unruly family, because when she put on her makeup, she often made up Darcy's face too. For Darcy to have someone's attention directed solely to her was a kind of blessing, and Topaz's light, brisk dabs of eyeshadow, blush, and lipstick were often the most affection she would receive for weeks. But Topaz worked as a bartender, and when Darcy was sent to her apartment for a few days, she spent most of her time alone. Topaz always gave her a bright purple air mattress to blow up for her bed and instructed Darcy to put it on the far side of Topaz's bedroom so that if Topaz brought a friend home, they could use the couch in the living room. Topaz's theory was that her bed would block any noises she and her friend made in the living room. Topaz was wrong, but Darcy never complained. She was glad to have a place to sleep and cookies and Diet Coke for breakfast.